Hello?
Hi, this is Mario from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area. We need your opinion. This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah, well, I can't hear you. I've had my earphones on, so you're trying to get through that.
Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Yeah.
Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Huh?
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I can't hear you.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
How likely are you to vote this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Overall, how will you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, not good, or so good?
Not good.
And when it comes to the overall economy, which one of these statements do you agree with more? Under the President Biden, the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation has skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of the reach of many young and working people, and his weak leaderships and open borders are hurting America. Do you agree with the first or the second?
All right. I can't hear you again.
Do you agree with the first or the second statement?
The what?
Do you agree with the first or the second statement?
I can't hear you.
Do you agree with the first or the second statement?
I think Biden sucks. He has screwed the economy up. He has screwed everything that he's ever done up. So I can't agree with anything that he said.
Okay. Understand. Next. Mark your opinion on each one of the following people active in politics as very favorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable. Do you agree with Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
What about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable. Worst president we ever had.
Roy Cooper?
Unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
God, what a joke. Very unfavorable.
Okay, Don Davis?
Who?
Don Davis?
Not familiar with the...
Lori Buckout?
Let's see. What is she?
I can't really tell you, but if you don't know, it's fine. If this year's presidential elections were held today, will you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent? Which one of them?
I would vote for Trump.
In this year's elections for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Mark Robinson.
And in the elections for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate will you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey?
Buck out.
A libertarian.
Huh?
Don Davis, you said? Don Davis, you said?
No. Buck out.
Buck out? Okay. Yeah. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
No.
Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 or 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No, I'm white.
Are you a member of either the military, military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each one of the following streaming services. Do you use Peacock?
No.
YouTube?
What?
Do you use YouTube or ESPN?
Yeah, some.
Fubo, Hulu, Paramount Plus, Disney, or Sling TV? Do you use them?
Nah.
No? Or you do?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a good day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.